With a third of California speaking Spanish, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger offered his Spanish-speaking constituents some advice.
You've got to turn off the Spanish television set. It's that simple. You've got to learn English. I know that when I came to this country, I did not or very rarely spoke German to anyone. And my heart was always in Austria, but I wanted to, as quickly as possible, learn the English language.
Yeah, if they didn't watch a word of Spanish language television, they probably would learn English quicker. But former LA Times reporter Joe Matthews says they'd miss out on the best local television news. After comparing the English broadcasts to the Spanish each night, Matthews concluded it's no contest.
I discovered just a much more serious, in-depth content on the two Spanish language newscasts, the Univision affiliate, KMEX, and the Telemundo affiliate, KVEA. There was actually more coverage of what I would sort of consider the basics of news, state and local government, broad issues, healthcare, immigration. And on the English language stations found...
Car chases, Lindsay Lohan, and is your toaster strudel poisoning you? Stay tuned.
The greatest example was while the KVEA Telemundo 11 o'clock newscast was taking a strong look at the Iraq war and real estate foreclosures, you were getting stories about spas you can go to in the middle of the night on the English language stations.
I saw a bumper sticker once that said, I'm not a vegetarian because I love animals. I'm a vegetarian because I hate plants. And it occurs to me that TV stations don't put trivia and fluff on because they hate news. They do it because they love audience. Is it that the Spanish language stations haven't figured out yet that they'll get more audience by having less substance? Or is the Spanish speaking audience more attracted to news than their Anglo counterparts?
There is some argument that they are more attracted to news. They're also getting better ratings. I mean, the local news audiences in English are in decline, but KVEA Telemundo station was actually growing, and the Univision local newscasts at 6 and 11 are really top in the market ratings-wise. At 6 p.m., they've been one or two for years. So Sirius News, it seems to have built a better audience.
In the print press south of the border, a lot of it is so tabloidy and graphic in a police gazette sort of way, with dead bodies of drug kingpins splashed all across page one. I would have thought that kind of, if it bleeds, it leads mentality would have found its way to Spanish language television in Los Angeles.
When you talk to the folks making the decisions of what's news on these shows, they say their audience has a very small interest in that. But on many of these nights of the 6 weeks I looked at, if there was a very big crime story, you would see it on both English and Spanish. But the difference in how the stories were covered sort of shows the philosophy. In the Spanish language broadcast, you see many more people interviewed, and not just crime victims, but folks affected. A lot of questions asked about police conduct and police response that you never see addressed. What's the reason for the difference? If you compare Mexico and here, you're talking about a much broader audience down there than here. I mean, and the kind of folks who will cross a border and move away from family and home. It seems possible to me it might be a bit more serious-minded.
You found much more substantial programming on Spanish language television. You did not find perfection. There are some issues like the cleavage factor. Tell me about the darker side of Spanish language television.
Well, particularly on Univision, some of the blouses on anchors are pretty darn tight. There's a definite element of sex to sell. There have been a number of serious ethical transgressions, most notably the political reporter and a weekend anchor for KVEA. Mirthala Salinas was the mistress of the mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Villaraigosa. As the story came out, we learned that she had dated the Speaker of the California State Assembly, Fabian Nunez. This was quite a scandal, and I think it's one of the few things that sort of the English language media consumers know about Spanish language news. There's also the issue of advocacy. I mean, there's really strong advocacy in the journalism that, you know, I wouldn't, as a recovering newspaper reporter, only out of the business for 2 months, I wouldn't have dared tried. But that's part of the philosophy. Executives at both Telemundo and Univision say that's part of what drives our audience. And you've seen it most strongly in this national debate over immigration legislation, where you've got people on the news telling you basically to show up for marches, or at least how to. But the good part of the advocacy is it seems to be driving these stations to look at more serious social issues, subjects that no one else has covered.
Do you think over time the Spanish language broadcasts are, you know, inevitably going to just get worse?
No, actually. I think the Spanish language media has an enormous competitive advantage, I think, by covering the news. When you talk to the folks in this, they want to do more of it. They're adding newscasts. They're adding bureaus. They're adding reporters. I mean, I think the real question is what happens to English language news. I've heard from a lot of English language TV news producers and anchors since the story ran and in the Washington Post, and not a one disagreed with the premise, and many talked about their frustration with what their networks have done. There are a lot of great, great local news reporters who work in English in this town. And I hope actually that the competition from Spanish language will force the English language stations to be more serious.
All right, Joe. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Joe Matthews is an Irvine Senior Fellow at the New American Foundation and author of The People's Machine, Arnold Schwarzenegger and the Rise of Blockbuster Democracy.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.